Sachet Kalim Parabes Mishnah Aleph Kli Eitz Ukli Or Kalim utensil made out of wood and Kalim made out of leather Ukli Etzem Kalim made out of bone from an animal Ukli Tzchuchet and Kalim made out of glass Pshutam Tahar and when they are flat they don't have a receptacle they can't hold things in it they are tar they would not be Makabel Tuma even if they came into contact with something that's Tame they would not become Tame even an Avatuma cannot be Matame these Kalim when they are Pashut when they are flat. This is a din minatar. So Rabbanan were geizers though, that even these kalim when they're flat would be mekabel tuma mirabbanan, with the exception of kleis chuchet. Kleis chuchet, even when it has a toch, even when it has a receptacle, is only mekabel tuma mirabbanan. And mirarite, the kleis chuchet are not mekabel tuma, even from an avatuma. And the Rabbanan were geizers, since they're similar to klei cheres, since they are similar to kalim made out of earth, as kleis chuchet is made from sand, so therefore, they're also makabel tuma, just like a clay cheret. But Rabbanan were not great that they're makabel tuma when they're pasha, when they're flat. So therefore, clay chuchet is not makabel tuma at all when they're flat, even with Rabbanan. Umekableim tuma. And all these kalim, when they have a receptacle, they have a toch, they can hold things in it, they would be makabel tuma if they come into contact with an ava tuma. They would become tuma. Now, even though clay cheret, earthenware kalim, is similar to all the kalim mentioned here, that when it's pasha, when it's flat, it's not makabel tuma. It's only makabel tuma when it has a toch, it has an interior. Still, klei cheres is not mentioned among these kalim because klei cheres is different than these kalim. As klei cheres, if it has a toch, it has an interior, it would be makabel tuma even if it can't hold things in it. For example, a barrel that doesn't have a top or a bottom, if it was made out of cheres, it would be makabel tuma, even though it can't hold things in it since it has no bottom. As opposed to all the other kalim mentioned here, it is only makabel tuma if it can hold things in the toch. Nisparu taru. If any of the above mentioned kalim became tame, and then the kli broke, they would become tar. They would no longer be tame, and since it broke and it's no longer a kli, it no longer has tuma. Chazar ba'asa mehem kalim mikabun tuma mikanu la'aba. If after they broke, they fixed them and made them into kalim again, then they would be makabel tuma again. If after they were fixed, they came into contact with something that's tame, they would be makabel tuma. But the tuma that it had before it broke would not return when it's fixed, as when it broke, that tuma went away forever. It no longer returns even when it's fixed, as only by kli matzis, metal kalim with a rabbanan geizer, that if it breaks and then it's fixed, does the old tuma return. But by these kalim, when it's fixed, it's makabel tuma if it comes into contact again, but the old tuma is gone forever. Klei cheres uklei neser tumasam shava. Earthenware kalim and clay nester. Clay nester is made out of a type of earth that when it hardens, it doesn't need to be baked in an oven. It's already ready to be used. And these kalim have the same din as far as tumah is concerned. Mistamen umetamen ba'aver umetamen me'acharim. They would become tame and would be metame other things only in the aver, only in their toch, only in their interior. If a tumah would be hung in their interior, even if it wouldn't touch the sides of the kli, they would become tame. And after they are tame, if ochlin or mashkin, food or drink, would be hung in the inside of these kalim, they would become tame from the kli, even if they didn't touch the side. Umitame me'achoreim, veinam mitamin me'gabem. These kalim also would become tame from the reverse side. And some kalim, when you turn them over, they have a receptacle on the bottom. And klei cheres and klei neser, if it has a receptacle on the bottom and something that's tame touches that receptacle, it would become tame, but it has to be touched by the thing that is tame. If it just hung in the air, it would not become tame. And so too, it would not be metame other things from the bottom. It only becomes tame from the bottom, but can't be metame other things once the kli is tame from that bottom. But it would not become tame from the outside. By klei cheres and klei neser, something that's tame would touch their outside, they would not become tame. They only become tame from the toch, from the inside. Uspirasam hita rasam. By virtue of breaking them, that's how you're metar klei cheres and klei neser. If klei cheres or klei neser became tame, you could be metar hit by breaking it. That's the only way to be metar klei cheres and klei neser. It would not become tar by immersing it in the mikvah, as opposed to all the other kalim mentioned in this Mishnah. If you immerse them in the mikvah after they become tame, they would become tar. As opposed to klei cheres and klei neser, the only way to be metar is to break it. Very small earthenware kalim that hold very little, but they're shleimim, they're whole, they were not broken. And bigger klei cheres, but are broken. and what's left is the bottom of the Kli Cheres with a little bit of the sides all around. Or if it's bigger Kli Cheres that are broken down the side, and part of the sides are missing, and part of the sides are there, but it stands without being supported, and it does hold some shemen. Shiura mikidei sichas katan va'ad lo. The man of shemen, one of these Kli Cheres would have to hold in order for it to be considered a Kli to be makabel tuma, is a man of shemen that you need to smear on the pinky of a baby. If these Kli Cheres, before they were broken, held up to a log of shemen, now that it is broken, if it still holds the man of shemen you need to sach on a katan on the pinky of a baby, it's still considered a Kli and is makabel tuma. The amount that you need for sichas katan is 196th of a log, so therefore, if it still holds 196th of what it originally held, then it's makabel tuma, it's considered a Kli. And so too, the dakinship of Kli Cheres that did not break, but they're very small, if they hold the amount of a sichas katan, they're considered a Kli and are makabel tuma. If they come into contact with an avat tuma, it would become tuma. Melog vad sa birevit. If the Kli Cheres originally were a little larger, they held more than a log, up to a sa. Now that they are broken, they would have to hold a revius of shemen in order for it to be considered a Kli and to be makabel tuma. As a revius is 196th of a sa, if it still holds 196th of what it originally held, it would be makabel tuma. Mesa va'ad sasayim v'cheti lo. If the Kli Cheres were bigger, they held from one sa up to two sa. Now that it is broken, it would have to hold a chati log of shemen in order for it to be makabel tuma. Chati log is 196th of two sa. Mesa sasayim va'ad shalos va'ad chamesayim v'loig divrei Rabbi Yishmael. If the Kli Cheres were even bigger originally, they held more than two sa, up to three sa, and up to five sa. Such a case, when it's broken, it would have to hold a log of shemen, according to Rabbi Shmuel, in order for it to be makabel tuma. A log is 196 of four sa'im. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ani eini noisim behem mito. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel. He says that I do not go by how much it held originally. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Kli Cheres that are broken, when we decide whether it's still makabel tuma or not, it doesn't depend on how much it held originally. Instead, it depends on what the original function of the Kli and where it came from. Ela hadakin to b'kli cheres b'karkroi sam b'dayt p'noi sam yeishvin shalom b'sumachem. Shi'urim mikidei sichas katan v'yad kideiris hadakin. Instead the dinit, that very small kli cheres that hold very little, but they are slain. Or if they were bigger kli cheres, but now they are broken and what's left is the bottom of the kli, or part of the sides broke off, but it stands without being supported. The dinit is that now that it's broken, it has to hold the mouth of a sichas katan, the mouth of smear on the pinky of a baby, in order for it to still be makabel tuma, in order for it to be considered a kli, it has to hold at least that amount. If it originally was up to the size of kederes hadakus, small pot, then that's a din. Then now that it's broken, it has to hold sichas katan. Meha kederes hadakus bar chavios ludiois berevius. If the kli originally was from the size of small pot up to the size of the pitchers that come from load. In such a case, now that it's broken, the matter has to hold in order for it to still be considered clear as a revius of shemen. If originally was from the side of pitchers made in load up to the side of jugs made in beit lechem, now that it's broken, the matter has to hold is a half a log of shemen in order for it to still be considered a clear and be makabel tuma. If the Kli originally was from the size of jugs made in Beit Lechem up to the size of big urns, now that it is broken, the amount of shemen it has to hold is a log, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Omer, Chatzavim v'dolim shiurun b'shnei logim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said the very large urns, when they are broken, in order for them to still be makabel tuma, the amount of shemen it has to hold is two logim of shemen. If it holds less than that, it's no longer considered a Kli and would not be makabel tuma. Hafachim haglilim v'hachavionos. The small jars that are made in gullah, and the miniature jars, shir kakroisam kol shehen, v'ein lehen's funnel. If these jars break, and what's left is the bottom. Even if the bottom that is left only holds a kol shehen, a very tiny amount, still, it's considered a kli, and would be makabel tuma, even though the amount that it holds is less than a sichas katan, is still considered a Kli, as these Kalim anyway originally were very, very tiny and held very little. And now that it's broken and what's left is the bottom, if that bottom holds even the smallest amount of shemen, it's considered a kli. But if part of the sides are missing, in such a case, the kli is not makabel tuma at all. And since these kelim were so small originally, if part of the sides are missing, it no longer could be considered a kli and would not be makabel tuma.